Like many people, Willie Davis has a snow story. He was downtown, stranded, but then...
I ran into somebody that I knew that was getting off from their job, and they gave me a lift. But it took approximately 3 hours from downtown.
So about 4 miles or so.
Yeah.
Davis is walking along Fifth Avenue South to a convenience store to buy a soda. It's his first time out in the snow since making it home.
I enjoy looking at it. I don't like all the problems it's caused. But they shut down the city. Other than that, I like it.
Inside the store, a half a dozen people quietly line up to buy food, cigarettes, and energy drinks. One woman hands a 20 to the cashier and then sweeps her mound of popcorn, Snickers, and other snacks into a plastic bag. Despite the burst of activity, the cashier says the snow is bad for business. There would normally be a lot more people here, he says. Outside, it's quiet, but not silent. Trucks occasionally drive by. People are out walking. Abandoned cars cling to the side of Crestwood Boulevard. Inside Allison Jenkins' home, it's, shall we say, livelier. She's director of children's ministries at Avondale United Methodist Church, but for the moment, there are 10 people in her house, 6 of them children under 6. A couple of staff members and their kids, a child whose parents couldn't pick him up.
We're just doing lots of feeding and lots of picking up after kids and trying to keep kids entertained.
One of those stranded is Kelly Gerhardt. She spent 7 hours in her car with her 3-month-old daughter trying to get home to Helena before turning around. Her son is a kindergartner. He spent the night at school. Gerhardt's husband was out of town. Her daughter bounces happily in an infant seat, oblivious to what's going on. Gerhardt is still in a daze.
We slept. I've been talking to my husband, talking to the school, just watching the news mostly.
She says her husband is heading to pick up her son, but then a few minutes later, she gets a text. Her husband is now stranded, and she doesn't know where. As families and drivers work through the chaos spawned by the snow, others took the opportunity for fun. Curtis Keller gets a little air as he rides an antique sled down a hill at Crestwood Park. He grew up in South Mississippi and moved to Birmingham from Tampa, so this is his first time sledding.
Even adults around here, they see snow, you know, a few times in a lifetime. And so, you know, you're never too old to have fun. Better than sitting at home watching the news all day.
Keller says he hopes the ice does melt since so many people are still stranded. He adds he and his friends are fortunate to be able to have this outing. Not everyone can do that. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.